page 75, disaster planning and control, flood control, 71.3. Disaster planning, page 79. Disaster Relief Act, 53.3. Page 81 has been
85.
Deleted. They've been transferred. But
yeah, it's completed. It's the earthquake response to it. Mm-hmm.
85, 1011.6.
Senator, yes. I hate to interrupt you when you're going good, but did you get a memorandum from Senator Kelly on some things he wanted? Mm-hmm. Bill?
Okay.
To John?
Well, that went to John, yeah. But
why don't we leave this open?
Okay, it was my understanding you were going to get a copy of it.
I may be in there. I haven't had a chance to look at my inbox. But with the permission of the rest of the committee, we'll leave 85 open.
85 open?
Eighty-seven, 1029.4. 89, 977.4. 90, 592.4. 93, 764.9. 95, 460.0. 97, 6.9.
What is the Alaska Military Academy?
This is the Camp Carroll group that they have. They run a little training exercise out there.
By Richardson. 6.9.
Those are kind of just.
101, yes, 108.9.
Bring me up those amendments we want to put in the budget.
103, 621.1. 105, 209.8. 107, 967.1. 109, 1518.0.
Mr. Chairman, before you leave that, yes. What do they do? Traffic safety improvement plan.
Most of it is grants to other governmental agencies, local and municipal. It's money that's funneled in here out of our federal highway fund package that comes in. It's a percentage.
I should have looked under federal receipts. Mm-hmm.
113.
8.8.
Page 115,
397.8. What are we supposed to accomplish here?
Seven more pages.
No, but I mean, what are we supposed to accomplish? All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Just you and me.
All right.
But I've always said that.
818?
117. Yeah. 433015.
What? 4330.5?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said 1.5. I was going to say, where the hell are you coming from now? You put another 40 million in there?
Page 19. 658.2.
21.
Out.
23, 25, and 27. I accept your figures. That's right. Okay.
1586.1. 79.5. Several categories are still open. I'd say until the State Conference Committee convenes, there's lots of categories still.
Nobody running?
We'll take a brief recess until then. Okay, interest develops.
Oh, no, we got a few.
1, 2, 3.
Move to figure 3354.
3354.
Page 7. This is the Adventure Based Ed is moved from the BRU under Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Senator Ray?
Yeah.
I think Ms. Senator Holman might have some intent for this one.
Well, he better intend to get over here. The way he's moving, he may not make it.
Yeah, I was going to say, by the way you're moving.
On the House side, Roger said that you had requested to move it up to administration.
What did the House do? Do you know, Jerry?
Yes, they moved it up to from Community Regional Affairs to Department Administration. And they put some intent in there that it should go to Alaska Pacific University, but I don't think it's good intent.
No, cool. You see, in 60, in HB 60, we moved it into a school district. So we really don't need it.
You want to eliminate 150?
I would just soon do that for conference, maybe.
Yeah.
So, what do we do?
Governor just approved the 150, right?
Zero down.
Mr. Chairman, what happened to volunteer
yeah,
service?
Yeah, zeroed out.
Did we zero that out?
Senator Holman said.
On page 5? What's that?
There isn't any.
That was to zero that out?
There isn't any volunteer service.
On hold, I'm sorry.
Just unvolunteered.
They didn't have any last year.
They got that guy in April.
It's done.
Isn't there a...
There wasn't any appropriation in the 80.
What do you eat down there?
We volunteered.
Yeah, isn't that a group, or at least I was aware of a group that held, they just you got their expenses paid in terms of a few meager bucks. They did a lot of hours of volunteer service. I don't know, is that something?
But the guy who was running that is...
There isn't any money. Nobody put any money in. Nobody asked for any money. No, nothing from anybody. Jerry?
Mr. Chairman, it's been moved to the, it was moved in 1979 to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, this component.
Okay. You wouldn't fake me out, Ray. I thought you were
trying to
do away with some of the jobs in my, my friend's district.
No, this was, last year was when we changed it. I was laughing. I wonder what the hell you're talking about. Okay. Longevity bonus.
We passed Senate Bill 15, Mr. Chairman. We weighed on at least two.
We reduced the contractual and the reduced the estimate.
Getting loose.
That's the figure. And there's bills pending $4,932,046. Okay. Pioneers Home Sitka, no change. Pioneers Home Fairbanks increased the contraction. We added the governor's budget amendment. Housekeeping services, contractor. Okay.
So right after this, maybe we could try to get together for 15, 20 minutes.
Palmer. Increase the personal services by reducing the VAT, the mixing terminal. Kotzebue, Governor's figure. Anchorage, in reduction in the VAT and a little bit in food because of the we discovered inflation figure. Let them eat cake. Central office, reduction in travel.
Reduction?
Hmm?
What are you trying to do to prove a burn?
Who?
Burn Perry?
Well, geez, he only asked for a continuation of 13.7. We give him 16.2. The movie's butter on.
The 80 intent letter on Palmer doesn't hold right
now. No.
That was a rotten idea.
Page 27. No new position.
What happened to page 25?
Page 25, that's...
No, that's the... Okay, all right.
Do we get together now?
Yeah, all right.
child support. Charge.
Page 27. No new position.
We're not going to increase that anymore.
Nope.
No, not increasing.
Just $2 million.
Pay it all out.
Yes. Governors. Page 33. This is the AFDC, and we put it on a program deal so that we come up with a supplemental. Also, there's a legislative intent to and they will not reduce the program. Now, it should be once again explained to you that the department on their own made several interim increases. This arbitrarily made the increases.
How can they do that?
That's what I asked them.
She's incompetent, the whole damn department.
They made, maybe three different things here. They just made arbitrary 10%, 9%, 6% increases.
But no authority though, huh?
Well, they just make the increase in the amount of money, and then they cut down, and then they come in for a supplemental and say, we need a supplemental because we run short of funds. But they made two or three arbitrary increases. We discussed that last year.
Yes, some of them, Senator, AFDC is not one of them. They shouldn't be increasing that one, but some of them, by statute, are tied into the cost of living adjustment through the Social Security Administration.
I don't know how that got in there, but I don't even remember it even happened.
Like,
that's the authority we use today.
Well, and I watch it all the time. I mean, I've had these budgets for years, and they just arbitrarily did it. And every time I ask them, it just floats off into space. You never get an answer. Finally, you forget it, you know, the next time it comes around. Anyway, it's the only way that you can at least find out what they're doing in the interim. And you ask for a supplemental, and they have to justify the supplemental, and that's the time when you ask them why are you increasing it, and that's when you find out. Okay. Aid to the blind, governors. Aid to the disabled. Here again is the same thing with legislative intent to bust out the Kotzebue region. And I would like it for the record that I'm not all too sure that this busting out all these things is going to be for the best.
I don't like
either.
It.
We've screamed about local
control. I had to call her and stop.
I don't mind local control, but then all of a sudden you're going to have everything as local control, just like your community health programs.
They're going to lobby.
And the next thing, you got 15 times the cost and no increase in service.
You're damn right. That's exactly what's going to happen. So I just the lobby.
Whoever's keeping the record, I just like for the record that I don't approve of it, but that's the way it came out.
I'd like to be on record as I agree with Senator Ray's analysis. Ultimately, this will lead to a great increase in cost of the program, no matter how inefficient they are now.
Within a 5-year period, I would say that if we keep up with this proposal, the cost increases will be, I would say, 50% cost increase over what it is now for the same amount of people. General relief. We increased that $150,000 per our action. If you remember on the one bill, we were talking about it in order to catch up with the guys. Okay. Eligibility determination. I have a reduction in 4 positions, but we moved over to Monolog, which is new Manilik, which is your new BRU.
Pilot problem.
All the way down through.
Well, how does that work, Bill? There's state employees here, and you're moving to Manila.
Mm-hmm.
But then they become Manila employees, eh?
No, they make the eligibility determination for the Manila.
I believe, if I may, what is going on here, and as far as I can figure out from the proposal, the money that will come out here will delete 4 positions. Manila will pick it up. They will hire their own employees.
Oh, they will.
These are the positions that would be associated with that region. Determining eligibility as it stands now for that region. Manelik is going to pick up and do this on a pilot project type situation. The total amount moved to Manelik will end up as 400.2 thousand.
But they're no longer state employees at that
right.
point.
No.
If you see down here, they reduced the state employees to 123. I was just saying those are the guys that are going to make the determination, but they won't be state employees, but they're just eliminating four state employees.
I see what you're saying there.
It's not a governmental approach to things. If you had bidding and you had a proposal and the low bidder,
we're doing just exactly opposite of what we're supposed to do.
Full cost of services deal.
You're saying again that non-state employees, in other words, they're determining their own eligibility.
Mm-hmm. The district determines their own eligibility.
Uh-huh. Sort of an open ended.
Every son of a gun.
If I may, they have discussed this with the federal government. The federal government's ready to buy this, where the federal funds are involved, on a one-time situation to see if it works.
Well, the first year it's going to work very good.
Yeah, and then they cut the federal funds out. Right? Some of the sitting there sitting there.
Somebody's got some effective lobbyists.
Yes, sir.
Name John Sackett.
Sorry.
I'm not going to argue with it.
I didn't say argue. I'm saying
page 45, just a simple reduction in travel. Homemaker services, here again you're developing, and here again I'd like to state my objection on presupposing to give it to one association when there are several groups that could compete for the same service.
It'll become a major problem in the urban areas.
Mining that too. Rod, this is easy. We should put this thing. This Manila Corporation.
No. What I mean is, this is. You got church groups that they were the ones that they were pioneers in this whole. I'm talking about homemaker services. The church groups were the ones that operated it and put it into, and we give it out to. other groups out of it, and they ruined the program. Now we're going to go back in and ruin it again.
Well, Duff Cole used to run that thing.
Huh?
Duff Cole used to run that whole homemaker service.
Through the Episcopal Church.
Yeah.
Okay. Foster care. We move this to, where do we put this? We put this someplace.
Senator Ray.
New foster care BIA.
Right. I forgot to write the note there.
I knew we put it someplace, but there's a whole new one there. Institutional care. We did the same with this. There's a new institutional care BIU. Daycare, Gov's figure. Youth services, $40,000 grant to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Southeast Alaska. That's what it is.
First grant.
That's in page 57. That's where it's at, is on 57. That's where it's at. Adult supportive services. All right. Now here's where we have a little problem. Where the hell is my garbage?
$50,000 a year for violence coordinator?
Adult supportive services.
All right.
This is what the house is doing with it.
Okay. Now here's where all your outfits are. You're awake and aware and all the rest of that jazz little stuff.
Studio Club
and Heritage Club and all the rest of it.
Right.
All right. Bering Sea Women's Group and Kotzebue and Sitka, Fairbanks, the whole thing.
Tender Women's Coalition.
Tender Women's Coalition, that's in there too. Bering Sea Women's Group.
Is this?
Tender Women's Coalition.
Yeah. But the House eliminated in Kodiak, 26,000. They eliminated 11,000 from Aleutian Pribilof. $5,000 from Kotzebue, $58,000 from Nome, $49,000 from Zephyr.
They eliminated?
Yeah. $86,000 from Fairbanks, $24,000 from Anchorage Resource Center, $59,000 from Ketchikan, $58,000 from Anchorage Awake, $32,000 from Anchorage Star, $24,000 Kenai Saldana, $29,000 Women's Resource Center, Juno, $63,000 Juno Aware. I wondered if you fellows wanted to put that money back in.
We'll move on to the next item.
When you say from Bethel, they eliminated $49,000?
Yeah.
That was from about a $200,000 request?
$199,000.
Uh-huh. So that means that
they give you $150,000.
Uh-huh. And the total that the house gave in that area, I think, was what, $2.2 million, $2.3
million? Well, apparently they gave $2.75,000.
Mr. Chairman, that's plus the governor's figure. The house has a total of $3,353.7.
If we funded all of those organizations, since I guess they've come together and jointly requested funding, what was their request? What would
their request, I believe, totaled, there was conflict information, somewhere between $3.5 and $3.8
million. Their total request. Their total request would be...
2.5,
right? No, yeah, 2.5 plus... 892.
Did you say that again, please?
Well,
3.3. Close to 3.3.
What was the plus?
Well, now wait a minute. We don't add these two together. We just add the. This is just adult. You'd have to add
it's
this.
It's this one right here, plus 9% inflation.
What looks
numbers,
right.
Plus the 211 is what equals the what
right,
the governor.
Onto this. Then.
Okay, onto this. We'd want the 852.3. Is all. You don't need inflation because this is their total request.
852, right?
Right.
That's what I was trying to get. 762 693 3396.7.
3396.7.
Right.
What did we give them last year?
Eight ninety two point three.
892.3. And that took care of Studio Club, Heritage House, Aware, Thunder Women's Coalition, Wicksaw, Bering Seas Women's Group, Awake, and Studio Club.
Wicksaw. So we've gone from about 900,000 up to 3.4 million.
Yes, sir.
That's a $22.5 million increase in state funding support this year. And the House has already done that?
That's what the House did. The Senate figure stands right now that I put in was $1,140,000, which is the governor's request.
Move the Senate figure.
Okay.
Senate figure?
Well, in terms of Heritage House and Studio Club, which are two that I have personal knowledge of, and in terms of their daily rate, and they're paid on a per bed served basis, I mean, there's no fat in the project. What is their bed rate now? It started out about $25-$30 a day, something like that. And we're still around $22-$30 a day, somewhere in that range. And here's something that's damned aggravating, is that here people will keep people for that amount of money. And in the court system, if they're in jail, that rate is up around, one hellish figure. I can't remember what it is per day cost. And yet, when we fund these people to keep them at $30 a day, I don't see, I can't find where the cost is being reduced off of the other, anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you ought to be getting a good bargain for $30 a day.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, these guys are different though, in the wake and all that stuff.
But Studio Club and Heritage House, Studio Club particularly, I know gets people referred to them right from the judge. They're either going to jail or going up to this place.
Well, that's the only, excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, does that include an increase for Studio Club in West Ellis to start the program in West Ellis? We've been getting a whole fistful of telegrams on that. They want
$1.8 million deal.
Yes.
No, they're good people. No, the numbers I have is just for the operating. Yeah, operating the existing program for bed costs. No, these figures do not include the West Ellis cost. Last year, what it turns out to be simply is that they're doing a service and they're keeping the beds full of people, and they're just paying $30 a day or less times a certain number of beds. They're paid quarterly, and they've been audited. It's a good program. And so what I'm urging is, and the Heritage House is a similar type facility. Some of the others I don't have that personal knowledge about, but I'm going to move 229.5 to grants with intent, and say the allocation of adult supportive services includes a grant of 189,000.2 for the Heritage House and 371.3 for the Studio Club. Both grants shall be paid on a quarterly basis. I don't want to get the money up front.
Go ahead, Jay.
Mr. Chairman, here's we funded them outside of the regular grant.
Yeah.
Funding sources for many years.
Right.
And at this last year, as I remember, they were checked by the state, were licensed by the state. Mm-hmm. If they're now licensed by the state, why can't they come under the
cost of care? Licensed under the state.
One reason I've opposed some of that is the fact that the dam rate will go to $60 a day. I don't mind doing it, but this full cost of care thing is just going to, we're paying over $100 a day for care of similar type individuals. And I've done my best from day one to hold the cost down to this $30. I tell them, when they start ravaging the cost per day, they lose my support. That's where I'm at.
You should try to hold it down. Is it your fault?
We gave them a 10% increase over last year. And I have, to my knowledge, personally, I've never received one request for additional funds.
The additional request is only for additional capacity, not operating costs for the same number of beds. They were at 40 beds, and they have the capacity of going to 60 beds. And they're paid on a per bed basis, aren't they? I mean, they aren't paid a fixed. Yeah. If they don't use the beds, they don't get paid. And the beds are at $30 a day. So, and if they don't sleep there, they're going to sleep somewhere at a higher rate. So that's the option we're faced with.
Do you acknowledge responsibility that it is your fault?
Yes.
That's
your fault?
I would move the figure 3.5 million.
Huh?
3.5 million.
Sure.
3.5 million.
Right. Is that funded request level then?
Yep. That puts 190 some thousand in addition, and you can fight over it because it isn't me. Whoever's in free conference should be able to say whatever they want.
I'd like to see some have a different point from the House, just in case they're way high.
Well, politically, it's a smart move.
Why don't you take the lower figure going in? I don't have any judgment.
I understand that.
But, you know.
That's what I was thinking. And you could make it a personal point. That's the object of it. Unless you want to hear a full figure.
Okay.
Move the figure 3396.7.
Objected.
You object to that?
I like your figure. 1,000,001.
Whose figure? 114? That wasn't my figure.
That's what the governor's
figure. Governor's figure is 114.
So this figure I put this.
All those.
Smart move. Mm-hmm. You're not that far.
Some of the other guys might be. Like, don't look for the group. They don't just look for personal.
That's right. I've heard that.
Forget the rest of you.
Yeah.
What do you say? Do you object to it? Put Senator Hackney down as objecting
put
to the rape center.
Objecting.
To the rape center.
Line 23.
Senator Kukula, would you take that lampshade and just tilt it a little bit?
Do you object to this, Jay?
That's good. Thank you.
The mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of do.
Well, get on record as objecting.
Give me a
now's your chance.
I support you.
Well, I would move the figure 3.396.7, and if there's no other discussion, I'd ask for a vote. All in favor of the figure, hold up your right hand. Figure failed.
The vote isn't closed yet, is it?
Well, no, just on that it is. Unless you want to reconsider.
No. Happy.
Okay. All those in favor of 1140. Hold up your right hand. That fails.
Pick the middle.
Okay. $3,396,000.
You can drop the 700 down.
Yeah, what the hell? Below the 700. $3,396,000. Senator Hackney. $3,396,000. Senator away. Bennett.
No, Cotton should pick it away.
Do I hear $3 million even?
Do you want me to wait till the chairman gets here?
I don't.
You want to leave it open? Don't make any difference to me.
How about the move one more figure, the 2.5?
What are we talking about? Same thing? Yeah.
I'll go 2.5. It's going to be blowing anyway.
If you take the 2.5, you're leaving out Studio Club Heritage House, Tundra Women's Coalition, and the Bering Sea Women's Group.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go back up to 3.3. I thought it was the whole thing.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
God, they come. I understand what you're saying. A little bit slow. But.
Huh? You don't rate nobody yet. Okay. What was that? What's it?
I moved the figure of 3.3.
96762.
96762.
All right, I'll favor that hold up the right hand.
I'll go. I hear it. Loud and clear.
You got to have somebody in opposition.
Well, let's see. Wait a minute.
100,000 for the populated areas.
Let's see.
That's what you'll get.
Here's two in Fairbanks. What's the money? That's at 380 some. We'll reduce that by 500 with legislative intent that Fairbanks doesn't want any.
Mr. Chairman, I move at 1140.
Well, city, here I come.
It's how you hold your mouth when you say something.
Oh, I see. All right. Have to smile. Is that nice. Agreed now?
Yeah, there was 4 votes for it.
You got 3.2.
Three, nine, six, seven.
How did we get into that?
Senator
Ray?
Yes.
Before you leave, can I get the list so I can write up the intent for this?
You can have the list right here.
Spell it out.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to amend that to include the $357,000 for the Kuskokwim Mountain Men's Equalization.
One second.
Take one more vote, please.
Okay, now we've...
Nail right, Senator.
Now that we've done all that good stuff, foster care.
What page are you on, Mr. Chair?
61.
Oh, thank you.
Here we're starting again with foster care. You have the Senate figure.
Is that Eddie Foster?
Yeah, it's past Eddie. Here's where we moved all these people over, remember? You have a 51% increase in the average daily cost from 69.13 to 104.65 for fiscal year 81, and I think it should be duly noted. No, wait a minute, that's institutional care. Foster care will go on by. Now we'll get to institutional care. Here again, we have to. That's on page 63. We're going to have to look.
What was your figure on 61?
Same as it shows. Right. We're going to have to look again, gentlemen, at the full cost of care. And if you keep on doing that, we're going to go bankrupt, belly up, sooner or later. And we're going to have to do something and say, X amount of dollars, here's the level of care we want. We don't need two psychiatrists, we don't, you know.
We ought to define the minimum level of care necessary and then competitively bid and enforce that level of care, far better.
Yeah.
If I might just change your definition, instead of minimum, just say adequate level of care.
Well, okay, well, that's what I mean in terms of.
Jerry?
Bill introduced, it's a House Bill 704 that would do exactly that.
Just adequate levels.
Where is it?
Would change to allow the purchasing. It's in House Hess with a referral to House Finance.
Okay, so if it's agreeable with the committee, would you get a copy of that and we'll get some legislative intent right out of that bill?
Got it right here.
All right. We put the legislative intent right out of that bill right in here.
I happen to have a title in Senate House.
Have you?
I'd like to find one that defines we could get it.
We had to do something with that. Because
House Bill 704.
You're going to kill us. You're going to kill us.
You're absolutely right.
And watch this thing go and go and go. And argue with it.
No,
I remember.
What's
said.
Jeannie Chance, Lord Bowman.
That's why you were, I didn't even find that.
Being gas.
You didn't run soon enough. If you'd run a little sooner, it wouldn't be.
Okay, boys. Here's your contract services.
Sometimes you upset.
Manolik.
Only sometimes.
Manolik, 400,000. I'd like the record to show that I am opposed to that. If there's no objection, go ahead and do it.
Are you opposed to Manolik in general?
Not them.
Just specifically.
I oppose that idea because I've seen it happen before. I know what's going to come down, and pretty soon you're going to be, they'll run everybody else off, and there'll just be one group that can do it, and they'll write their own ticket.
Well, I want you to know that I'm officially opposed to any wrongdoing that they might do, but I am supportive of any of the great things they might accomplish in this program.
Okay, here we are under Social Services South Central Region. We deleted the position of 1-3. We deleted those. And give them 2-4-5. Okay? Northern Region, Governor's figure. Southeastern Region, we added the 29.6 for the social worker one and sick day. Western Region, we reduced the vacancy and turnover to 4%, and that gives them the 36.3.
Did you cut out the social worker?
No new position.
Hey.
I'll get you.
One of them one-sided ears. Northwestern Region. We deleted the three positions and get them to Manolik. We give the money to them, not the positions. That's okay. All right. Southern Region, which is a Ketchikan region, increased the vacancy and turnover to 4%, which gives them additional, let's see, that we took away 18,000.
What do you have against Wrangell?
Well, we're just switching the back and forth, you know. Wrangell we took out altogether last Central Office, page 85, Governor's figure. Staff Development, Governor's figure. Wind program. Now, I have a little problem with the wind program here. Well, they got a problem with the Fairbanks office. Now, I don't know where this program matches up with the other wind program back in the back. One is under, this is under Health and Social Service, and the other is under Department of Labor. Okay. All right. Governor's figure on page 89. That's the wind program. The stuff up here about the wind office of Fairbanks should be ignored because that has nothing to do with it. The wind office in Fairbanks is the one that comes under the Department of Labor.
As I understand it, Senator Ray, both of them, it's a joint type situation.
Well, why? All right. Okay. Office on the Aging Administration. We took some of the stuff out and put some back in. No new positions. Okay, on Office on Aging Grants. Under line 7, I would like to increase that by $14,000 to the Southeast Nutrition Program.
Did you get that in?
Did you get that in? All right.
Wheels
so,
on wheels. Huh?
Wheels
on wheels.
No, but did you get that in there? I want to make sure because I was...
We got a letter on it. We gave it to the governor's
office. All right. Okay? All right.
What did we do towards the transfer of the office on aging?
Nothing?
Our letter of intent or something.
Then brain.
What could we do?
Okay, this is the governor's figure in the grants. Old age assistance payments. We added the budget amendment by the governor of 134.6.
Jay?
Sir? Well, excuse me. Commissioner's office, we reduced that by 17,000 because we put that in the health category earlier this morning, remember? The reach. retarded children. We put that in the accounts budget. Okay. In the director's office. 334.5 we had a big, we had 13% agency turnover last year, and we muscled that down to 4%. Which allows them to hire people for time. This is my budget last year, remember?
I remember. You don't forget, do you?
I got their attention on it, I know that. Personnel, 105, Jake.
Thank you.
Governor's figure.
105.
Administration, governor's figure. Finance. We put the full funding for the existing positions.
Whatever.
Okay?
Supplying, Mr. Chairman.
Page
107.
Why did we increase the? Oh, I see. All right. Governor should be 23. He's making money. All right. Okay. Graphic arts. Governor's figure.
What the hell is graphic arts in this case?
That's illustrators.
Yeah, right. Contact that out.
If you got a good illustrator and you have a lot of stuff like for graphs letter, you know, the magazine and stuff, it's cheaper if you hire one guy to do it. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, my kid's is a graphic artist, and they contracted out to him a couple of times, and he didn't like it. Fish and Game did one when he first came back from the service, and how he said, he put out the whole magazine for the whole year. He didn't like it. Okay, we go down to page 115. This is administration audit. We deleted the new position, much to my chagrin. I want to notice that position was in Juneau, and I said, no, don't make any difference. Fraud investigation. Fraud investigation. In personal services, we fully funded the existing positions now, so everybody will be able to eat full time. Contract on the internal audit, and we reduced to zero because we got a problem.
Yes, Senator. They got this money last year, and the thinking was that they were going to contract out for some of the audits they're not really independent to do, but they never really got it off the ground. So if they can't come up with a plan on what they want to do with it, I didn't see any reason to give it to them.
Wait a minute. There was a plan to contract out to do some of it?
Yes. See, the internal audit staff is in some instances they could be considered.
We need to give the money to somebody else. You might keep that thought in mind as somebody else that could.
Management and budget, slight deal with the personal service. Takes us down to. If you notice, all these things were. We went all through those.
135.
We're down to 135, which is governor's figure on quality control. Title 20 offset. We deleted the 62,000, I guess.
That's the governor's budget amendment.
Yeah. We deleted that, huh?
What happened is they're going to receive 62,000 less than they originally thought of on the offset.
The whole BRU is seafood industry, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So pretty soon you'll come to the seafood industry, they won't have any. All right. Page 143.
Before you leave 141.
Huh?
But the employment services, is this the group
this,
that gets
this is all federal. Jobs? This is all federal except the 123 that we put in. That's going to be, and that was the that's general fund.
Gotcha. Right.
Not a hell of a lot you can do with that federal.
No, money. No. When I saw it was federal, now I knew what section it was over there.
In the unemployment insurance, we have governor's amendments. Three, four, five, six of them there. I don't know. They back and forth. They added a person and added.
On this particular one, these are all part of it's a rent increase. They have some funds in for a capital amendment to the capital budget for one of them.
Okay. Hey, listen, George, if you want to, we can just knock off and...
No, we can show you the HB 60.
Don't suggest the absence of quorum, ask for unanimous consent, Belton.
We can keep on going until we get ready to
get
make a change.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to.
Go.
They'll just come back squeaking. Page 145. That's where we stop, and that's where we'll begin. Deleted a new position, clerk typist and anchorage, and the associated costs, and added the governor's budget amendment. CETA services. Governor's figure. CETA.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Under CETA services, I put in some intent there. I don't know if you saw that or not. The department is to begin reducing the number of public service employees in state government.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
It doesn't mean anything, but it sounds good.
My thinking was that the feds are going to be starting to pull some of the money back, better to reduce state and not
it's a good idea.
A lot of the other ones, right. We're going to get in bind.
Okay, page 151. ESD, Foreign Security Director. That's just an adjustment in travel. And commodities. DP applications, the governor's figure. DP operations, what the hell is DP?
Yeah, yeah.
Data processing.
Zero?
No, I wish these guys, they got plenty of room here to write data processing, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't have to ask somebody what it means. Show your own ignorance, your mind. Governor's figure. Here's the seafood industry we put into the other one. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. Here's where we put it. We took it out of there and put it in the other place. All right. Takes you down to wind program in Fairbanks. Had a little problem in Fairbanks with keeping the wind office open, so we give them general fund money to keep it open. Okay? Commissioner's office, full funding, decreased the vacancy and turnover and adjusted. Management services, we reduced travel and we eliminated the prototype and added the governor's deal. It's just general moving up and down. Labor market information, we eliminated new position costs, along with the new positions. Research contracts, page 173. Governor's figure. No administrative services, no labor market information. We put that all together. Veterans services, 57.7 with the governor's figure. Homeowner's property tax is the governor's figure. Renter's equivalency rebate is the governor's figure. Water and sewer assessments is the governor's figure. Motor vehicle exemption, here's where you have the problem with the paying, whether you pay it or not, and crap. So we put the other, that's the governor's figure. Daycare, governor's figure. Head Start, governor's figure. Winterization, that's changed for...
We did that one to development, Senator.
Development in that other one.
We got that.
All right. CETA, classroom training governor. On-a-job training governor. Work experience governor. Public service employee governor. These are all federal programs, of course. Services to economic distress, whatever. Services and administration. That's the governor's figure, but we had to add the new positions in order to get the money.
It's all federal receipts.
Right. Senior citizens housing and governors. How's this one? Community services?
Yes.
We reduced that.
I might explain this one, Senator Ray. We've got a memo from the department saying if we reduce this, they were last year funded $178,000 federal, $72,800 state. They said this is the last year of federal funding for this program. If we would give them $100,000 general funds, since it's last year funding, it's an increase of $28,000 or $27,200, that they would be happy with one position and delete four positions. I thought that was a real bargain. It costs us an additional $27,000 general fund, but we delete four positions.
And you hire, the only bad problem is they're going to change it around under contraction and hire them under contraction.
They didn't say that, Senator, I don't know.
Well, why would they put the money in contraction? Venture-based ed, you know where that went. The other is the bonds, and that's that.
How much did you save us?
Well, let's see. Total?
The totals on the cut sheet, Senator Ray, are not really correct because the $1,000,009 in the governor's amendment column is not added into the governor's figure. And also that we transferred 3.6 from the justice category into social services category.
Wind up about
so if we adjust all of this back in, we come out with a difference of, we're lower than the governor by 3.7. We put them all on the same footing.
We come out about a push.
About a push.
It's not bad for a bunch of liberals.
Senator Ray.
Mr. Chairman, we have the Senate Committee substitute for 578, which is enacted in the state grants. Take you through it to section one, of course, is grants to municipality. And it has three requirements. We'll spend the grant, we'll allow an audit, and assure that the facilities and services are available for the use of the general public. Provides for a form, the agreement form, which will be made by the Department of Administration. Section B, or subsection B, there's a typo on the fourth word, should be 20. Now less than 20% of the grant should be paid to the municipality within 60 days of the effective date of the appropriation, and I would like to make a recommendation or for discussion on line 24. I don't know if you want to say shall or may. I'm thinking of the bookkeeping problem that you might have, a monthly installment, and maybe the guy don't use anything for the month, and it would seem like there might be a bookkeeping problem there, but. I just like that for committee discussion.
Just take out monthly?
No. Take out shall and put no. May in there, maybe.
Oh.
I think it. Okay. Anybody have any objection to that?
Fine.
The grant shall or may be in monthly installments equal to the amount of grant money the municipality anticipates expending in the month following the payment. It seemed to me that, just to discuss this right now,
sure.
That the municipality would have to submit the request schedule, the payment schedule. And the shall would refer to the Department of Administration if they have to pay.
It's a little confusing, and that's why I wanted it up for discussion. The remainder of the grant shall be in monthly installments equal to the amount of grant money the municipality anticipates expending in the month following the payment. The only thing that I can, again, you have the thought that the municipality they trigger it by asking the department, they say, we expect to spend $500,000, so they, for next month, and they advance that. And they don't expend that, and they put it out in arbitrage and take the money. And then the next month they say, well, we didn't really spend the $500,000, but we're going to spend that plus another $300,000 next month. And then they pick up, and then I have $800,000 on arbitrage. I mean, it just, I'm trying to have the department say, wait a minute, you didn't spend the dough. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference to me. It just came up in my mind, and I don't care what anybody does with it, really.
Well, what's the committee want to do?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't think they want to allow for the municipality, the grantee, to arbitrage. And if this would stop that, then that's, I support them.
Okay. Convert it to me.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fukuda.
We're locked in with this worrying. We're certain that municipality needing several months installments and so on all at one time, the payments wouldn't in any way be arbitrarily dealt with.
It would appear to me that if the municipality comes and says, hey, we need X amount of dollars, and they give it to us,
improve it.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a problem with that. But if they don't use the money, then you have the department saying, wait a minute, use what you have and give us a report on what you've done with it until you get more money.
Keep going.
All right. C is is the excuse me, Mr. Chairman. C is the non-profit grants, and it provides that they shall promptly name the recipient, and the department shall issue a request for proposals from other qualified persons located and acting in the same geographic area. But the department shall contract with the named recipient unless the Office of the Governor determines an award. And if he does that and awards it to a different party, the basis of the action shall be stated in writing. And that's about the best we can hope for. The next is a grant to a municipality must be made within 60 days after the effective date of the appropriation. And also the proviso that a nonprofit organization grant must be also executed within 60 days after the effective date of the appropriation. E says that notwithstanding any other thing, the department cannot adopt regulations or do anything else unless it is a federal program. F is a grant to the unincorporated community, and that explains within 45 days the Community and Regional Affairs shall notify the governing body that the grant is available. The department, the Community and Regional Affairs shall determine where there is a qualified incorporated entity, and the words in the community area, and I don't think you want that in the community area, because you might have a qualified, you might have a regional corporation that you might want to give it to, and it's, or might want to bid on it. It won't be specifically in the community area. The words in the community area, I think, are binding. And I think that you should put where there is a qualified incorporated entity which will agree to receive the grant and administer it. I think that you're locking yourself in too tight if you put in the words in the community area.
What's the legal definition of community, Mr. Chairman?
You want me to get it?
Go ahead. I'm here. Ed Gross's classmate to get it, Jesse.
I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman, how he would define community definition. I remember the committee. At the time we worked on this bill, originally suggested they wanted the language to reflect that a local person living in the area would have the option, and that was why the language was included.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir,
could you legally, through the legislative intent letter, describe community for this purposes of this act?
Well, I think that just if I might discontinue, I think that's superfluous, and I don't think that you want to do that. If you read what it says, the Department of Community and Regional Affairs shall determine whether there is a qualified incorporated entity in the community area which will agree to receive the grant administered. Why are you tying yourself in the community area?
To keep, Mr. Chairman.
Sir, I'll go to the next town.
To keep people from outside the community from participating.
All right. Then leave. I didn't understand that. So then, by all means, leave the words in the community area in.
Okay.
that's okay, but I thought that you were perhaps strapping yourself down and you wouldn't find anybody to give it to. All right. If that's what you want, then leave that baby in there. If there's more than one, the department shall be select the most qualified and shall give preference to the nonprofit organized by a community for receipt of the grant. There's no incorporated entity qualified. The department region shall administer the program directly. And that's the sum total of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, what if we might go back to Senator Ray's concern on page 1, line 24?
Right.
The concern is to prevent the community from the recipient of the grant from arbitrage. And I agree with that. That's a legitimate thing. And I don't wish to stall the passage of this bill. I think I'd like to get it out. But is there a way of doing that without giving the department discretion? And perhaps with that discretion, stalling the implementation of the project. Just my thought is that we might tag on to the end of that sentence, assuming previous installments of money are expended. And that's probably not good form, is that? But I'd like to see the pressure put on the department to put out the monthly installments according to the schedule of the municipality. Conceives. That they're going to be implementing the project and not see them impeded by the department holding back money for whatever reason they may do.
How about the, if you want to change the language, we could change it around. The remainder of the grant shall be in monthly installments equal to the amount of grant money the municipality expended. In the month preceding. With payments.
Excuse me.
I think you're reversing it.
Yeah, I think then the community would have to front end. They would have to expend the money and then it would be reimbursed.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're getting your 20% to start with, so, which is your startup money, and then every month that you spend the money, you tell them and they pay you how much money you spent. Is that what you want to do?
No, that would.
Yeah, Ryan, you want to pass?
That would be
okay.
Is that okay? They can start off at 20%.
They get the 20% startup money, and every month that they spend the money, then they reimburse them for the money that they spent. Is that what you want?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, sir. Would it be appropriate then to say that they shall be, let's see, the remainder of the grant shall be in installments equal to the amount expended
right
in the month previously.
In the month previous to the payment?
Yes.
All right.
That could cause one possible bind if in the month they anticipate expending something in excess of 20% of the total appropriation. They couldn't do that.
Have them call back. What's the number over there?
Yes. And it would, what's the number? I think,
thank you.
Delay them 1 month, but I mean, that's not a... It
appears to me I would also allow for some degree of goodwill between the thing here. There's no way you can tie it down.
Yeah, that'd be the only thing. That's probably not going to be abusive to anyone. Very, very often.
Yes, Ron, go ahead.
Would it perhaps sound if you said that the remainder of the grant should be monthly installments?
Yes, would you get involved
in the amount not less than the amount spent in the previous month? That would open up an amount more, but it would never be less than that.
We accept the gentleman's suggestion. That way you're open to the
arbitrary.
Yes, Ron, I said, I moved that to 7% of the race.
What the words of language is 7%?
Not less than 20% of the grant shall be paid to the municipality within 60 days of the effective date of the
spending that he has on the operating end.
You have that language, John? Do you have Senator Ray's
language?
Shall be.
Shall be.
The remainder of the grant shall be in
supplemental.
Shall be
Wait a minute. Let's knock off the word monthly and try that.
That's what I did.
The remainder of the grant shall be in installments equal to the amount of grant money the municipality expended in the month previous. How's that?
In the previous month.
The only problem I have now, Rob, is in the word payment now. We're talking about the 20% right off the bat, and I don't want them to think that we're tying that
24
into the 20% payment. So if we could, previous expended in the month to the amount of grant money the municipality expended in the previous month. Maybe that does it better.
Do that one more time.
The remainder of the grant shall be in installments equal to the amount of grant money the municipality expended in the previous month. Okay. You got that, Mr. Chair?
Got it.
Chief?
Got it. Any further questions on this bill? Motion?
Move it out for individual recommendation.
Objection,
do pass.
Well,
I'm a do pass. Do pass, yeah.
Do pass. What
do you do? Anything? Do pass. Unanimous do pass, except for the chair.
Which means it fails, is that right?
That'll give you some idea what's going to happen.
You're in trouble.
6-1, you win.
I'm sure something's going to happen in the interpretation of that. If you're a judge and juror and prosecuting attorney, which in this case is what we're dealing with, you're scared anyway.
I agree.
Just absolutely scared.
How is that possible?
Is this the office of the governor? Is this Vic now?
Okay, Senator Cotulla, you have 1 hour.
Go. Mr. President, thank you very much. We have about four items here that, generally speaking, we've never touched very much at this level. The Office of the Governor, the Audit Committee, and the Legislative Council. Council and Audit, of course, are the tail end, and that's decisions that come later, I think. The Office of the Governor, we followed your dictates. And, Mr. President, I have slightly different than yours, so I may occasionally be screwed up for a moment. The first item, then, on page 5, is the governor's level if you will deduct the special projects office, which is in another on another page. So you get 2367. That's my recommendation.
Okay, keep going until somebody starts it.
The next page 9 is...
Does this include the regional offices of the governor?
Yeah.
It does not include the Bethel office, is that right?
No, it does. The Bethel office.
With apologies, Mr. Holman, I had a discussion with the our administrative officer here, and she said that you had discussed it and didn't think you had an objection. I wondered about it myself. Do you wish to delete the regional office there?
Well, I wouldn't mind that.
I would delete it.
Allowing for funding effective for about the middle of November.
November 15th? Good day.
November 15th forward, then.
All right. Forward,
I mean. But I'd suggest that we might delete that office at this point.
Yes.
Talk talk about it later on in the process.
Move, Mr. Chairman, then I would recommend that we delete the 56.6, the 21.3, the Bethel Office Special Assistant Clerk Typist, and the necessary contractual commodity, travel, and so on, attended to those two positions. And if we weren't working on this at 7 or 8 o'clock last night, I would have contacted you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The next is Governor's Level, page 9. There is 5,000 removed as a slight cut in the fish consul travel. So I guess it is 5,000. The contingency fund recommended, page 11, 750, same as the governor. The executive mansion, 152, same as the governor. The executive reform, regulatory reform office has done nothing but create trouble. Has no administrative support, zero. It's done zero. That's page 15. The page 17, reapportionment board, 244.5, same. The page 19, we removed the data processing equipment operator in the backup, and we also, the governor's amendment deleted under contractual 38.1, so we're 711.3 recommendation. Page 21, national lands legislation that's being handled in separate legislation, including H60, we recommended zero here at this category. That would yield 4.5 plus this would be 6.5 million for that project. Page 23, there was some double funding of peer and policy development and planning. We recommend 12.14. We deleted the three positions under Senate direction. The page 23, that's consolidated in DPDP. Page 27, governor's figure. Page 29.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
27 under Senate has no figure, so.
It'd be 168.7, governor's figure.
Okay.
Page 29, public forum has been wiped out.
Yeah, public forum is wiped out.
Public forum is zero. And page 31, there's assistance development census not available. We recommend 1486 as a contractual. Reduction from the governor's, and if you have further questions on that, 1486.6.
Start.
Page 33, recommend no new positions, 586.9, internal audit. They disbanded telecommunications, replaced it elsewhere. Page 35 is zero, 37. We go to page 41. And we used the old law, no new election code costs under that circumstance. 1979.7 we recommend.
That was for the Capital Site Planning Commission?
That's coming up shortly, elective office.
What response?
next on page 45. That's salary and benefits increase, executive agencies, governor's level, 33.830. Salary and benefits increase, legislature, 34.06, same. Salary and benefits on 49, same, governor's. Salary and benefits, page 51, again, 15.437.
Why are you reducing it?
Budget amendment.
We're leaving out community college teachers contract, one thing, isn't that right? 1980 GEO House Bill.
We're waiting for recommendations from the Education General.
Yeah, that's it. We don't have the recommendations from the Education General.
Dave, when are you going to have that?
Okay.
Mr. Turner, just a question. These don't have house figures in them, aren't those available?
Yes, I have them here if you would like to ask about anything specific.
We didn't plug them in when these were printed up. They just passed the bill.
I see.
Yeah, it just got pumped off the computer. About
well, yeah, I'd like to ask one question of this. Going back, but what did the House do with the Office of the Governor about?
It is included in the House budget.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the other part of that. Page 55-0, change department, administration, environmental conservation. No funding need here. Page 55-0. So we're in military affairs, I guess. Page 59, we only allowed two new part-time clerks for elective offices, public office commission for the election, 338.5.
Wait a minute. This is APOC?
Mm-hmm. Yes, APOC.
And you allowed them new positions?
No, just part-time clerks just for the election. No new positions otherwise, but just for the
election. They said you're in
one
election year.
It's
election
one.
Year.
Election
you know,
year.
Everybody has to turn in their stuff every week and every month.
I'd like to do something else with it, but I think you have to have those part-time clerks.
Second.
It was recommended by their
to
budget
do
review.
Like
just tell me what you want to do.
The public demanded that we have a...
Try to follow the president or the chairman's directives. Give as little as possible in new positions. Watch vacancy and turnover.
Send the right way to do it.
Well, I think we should call the sponsor of the original legislation before the committee and see what he wants to do.
Right. So, make a recommendation to serve.
It is a referendum.
I should thank them. They gave me head money. The only headlines I've got of the election.
There's no House figure. What?
They approved it.
The House approved the governor's level.
Sorry, election year, boys.
It's time to do it over there.
Page 63.
815.4, additional cost deputy commission necessary due to hiring at advanced step. We took 3% vacancy all the way through this budget. They didn't provide for it. So it's 315.4. The next page, 65, sometimes can't see in this dark, it might be declining eyesight here. 401, same as governor. Page 69.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me.
What did you knock out the 50,000 in the officer and the other commissioner for contractual consultant fees? What was that
50,000? Page 63?
Yeah.
Well, it acted as sort of a slush fund for him. It was for him, for the commissioner, so that he could hire at his own discretion.
Right. Okay, sorry.
Excuse me. Page 65, governor's level. The page 69. transfer from central mailroom. Governor's amendment, if you read it on under 07 on top, it's we allowed 1014 because of the governor's amendment. 1,014, it's 0.7. Governor's level on 71. 73, governor's level. 75, governor's level. And on page 79, we allowed the governor's level, and this is the one for discussion risk management. There was a major fight, and I went to our consultants here, and the concern by the industry was that we would be tinkering in rural areas and all over the state and combining for a pool arrangement that would cost the state a lot in the long run. We'd want those individual units to be insured on the basis of their own competence. A performance capability. However, apparently that fellow that risk management wishes to have here just overstated his position. Maybe she could discuss this better. He does not intend to do that which he told the municipal league he was going to do. Maybe you could speak to this.
Okay, the discussion on pooling for local governments and school districts came up because of a question at a municipal meeting where they specifically asked the risk manager about options for pooling. And I've spoken with the risk manager on this position since then.
The same figure as the governor?
Yeah.
Well, what are we arguing about?
He said that he would not have that position initiating any pooling efforts, that they would only be there to act in an advisory capacity should anybody wish to.
She worked it over and he says he's not going to tinker in the rural. So I'd recommend the governor's level at this time. We conference to make the decision if they want to change it. Page 81, governor's level.
Let me ask question 79. Did you write up an intent on that?
We have.
An intent that he not be involved in pooling?
No.
on risk management. I wanted you to write up an intent that combined the University of Alaska with the
state. I have figures to combine the university, but I discussed that with the risk manager also. And the university has got no positions. The only costs that are budgeted there are their premium costs and their loss reserves.
Okay.
And they feel that it is as consolidated as they would like it to be without the legislation pending currently that establishes a risk management plan.
Okay, fine.
Mr. Chairman?
Who is the risk manager?
John Haywood.
Page 81, governor's level. Now you're getting page. Let's see. Next one is what, page 87?
Loss retention.
Page 87, governor's level. No. They show a transfer under House Bill 60 of some funds on permanent hire legislation that I think Senator Ray's.
Well, here again is here's a spot where you're going to have the trouble unless you put enough people in there to take care of the state workforce.
You're talking about 87?
Yeah.
Okay, those people are added. But if you read Budget Amendment 2-1,
uh-huh.
You'll see that there were numerous transfers to another BRU.
Yeah, that's.
But that still doesn't take care of the governor's figure, does it?
It does.
It does?
Yeah.
You recognize no transfer House Bill 60 funds that aren't shown here.
There was a total of $675,400 that was taken and moved. Could you give Senator Ray that budget amendment?
Pardon?
Would you give Senator Ray that budget amendment?
Where did they send it to?
The Labor Relations BRU Center. It's on page 89.
All right. But will this, could we just leave this one open until we get to that one?
Open.
Next page, this page.
Okay. We allowed the new positions here at the governor's level on page 89. 752. And on 93, governor's level.
What's all this down here in the bottom?
Look at all this. I don't have any paper.
On 95, we just vacancy assessment.
Anybody got anything like this?
3%.
Where's ours?
What's yours?
I don't know.
Run around of paper problem.
What's it say?
The whole thing
it
gets
say
screwed
anything.
Up
for
10 bucks.
SALSFRMT14.
I don't have it.
What page is it?
There isn't even any number.
Can't
find it. The computer is sending you a love song here or something.
89B is the page.
I'm clear to 95.
I don't have any.
I don't know where the rest of you are.
Which rest of you are?
You're the only one with a message.
From Garcia.
Wait a minute.
He's locked up in the
back. I got a whole bunch of stuff in here. You guys have all this stuff?
No.
You want this one?
I never have.
Capital Site Planning Commission?
Yes. The real well, we're getting
that
to that.
That wasn't supposed to be in your copy.
$750,000.
You're working on the uranium budget.
Wait a minute, where is all this? What is all this?
What page is it on?
I didn't know numbers in the room.
It's probably a misprint.
Computers don't lie.
Page 4. There's a page 4.
We're back to page 4.
Where's all this coming?
Page 2.
Executive office? Yeah, this got stuck in. This is supposed to be in the front page.
Jesus Christ,
now you're...
I don't have anything anymore.
Let's see.
That's fine.
Let's see. 33. They're starting all over again. Go to page 89.
Do not pass go or collect $200, huh?
Okay. Okay, there you are. You're starting.
Back over.
Jesus.
Kind of shake your
one point, there's no... It's half and half, and then...
I've heard of people.
Page 95. Are when you're ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Never having to turn their pages.
97.
Page 97, 413.8. Postage. Increase. Page 99. Governor's level. Page 101. No growth. We deleted the, down to 907, we deleted the two new positions.
Wait, hold this.
Are you allowed for two?
Page 103.
Wait, hold this a second.
Okay. Archives.
Yeah, I know. And you allowed two positions?
No, we deleted them.
No, you allowed two positions, record handler and clerk.
That's what they need.
I mean, we did allow two new positions. That's we deleted one position. Right. We deleted one position, allowed two.
That's good. No problem.
103, governor's level, surplus property and self-control. It's an interesting. Now you will go just all the way, as I remember it, to. We go here to 125?
117.
Mm-hmm. I think mine might be screwed up here. Excuse me. Let's go through.
Is that a process? Is just
117. That's right, governor's level. Get it, trying to move. Again on 121. I think I have lost a printing in here, and saying that's what's my problem. Oh, on 119, we deleted the Fairbanks coordinator because they're using University of Alaska facility and he would act as a liaison only. And we've been in support of Fairbanks positions, but that particular one. He doesn't have a function because there is not a data processing connection to the rest of the units. We use the University of Alaska facility and it has plenty of space for our data processing. So this fellow has no, he's an invention. PR one at that.
Does he have a name?
What's management consulting?
I don't know what his name is.
Person?
Non-existent person. So we've 7934.2 is our recommendation. I had a bunch of blank outs here. That's reason for management consultant data processing, page 121, 540.8, same.
What does that do?
Do you want to explain data processing, management consultant service?
Okay. Management and consulting is their overhead portion of data processing, which they do not charge out to the agencies. It is the director and the deputy director and his staff in the consulting services section. It's the only part.